833-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about this story about Mackinac Policy Conference here in the second half hour edition of this show today, Tuesday, May 20th. The conference is next week. And there's some things being discussed about our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. You just heard in the news break that the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, Democrat, acknowledged that the Secretary of State was guilty of breaking campaign finance laws when the day she rolled out her campaign from her own office at the Richard Austin building. It's a campaign finance violation. She broke the law. However, there is no punishment for it. There's no punishment attached to the law. So did the Attorney General rule correctly about the law, but then also acknowledged that it had no punishment, therefore there was nothing she could do? And did the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, know full well what the law was, what the law said, and said, well, since there's no punishment for it, I'm just going to go ahead and break the law? Here's the next question. This is exactly the same tactic she did when she was found guilty of breaking election laws seven different times. Seven different cases in front of seven different judges ruled every single time that, in fact, at our previous elections, Jocelyn Benson broke election laws. But again, these laws that she broke have no punishments attached to them. First of all, why do we have election laws on the books with no punishment? Who was in charge of the House, the Senate, and who signed these bills back in the day as governor? Rhino William Milliken. Always bragging about being bipartisan and able to work across the aisle and working with the Democrats to get things done. Well, guess what? Those election laws they passed back in the 1970s, they need to be updated. So here's the other problem. Here's the other question. How can we trust her to be the next governor? Well, Bill Ballinger said exactly that point. It's not about the rollout of a disastrous website. Ordinarily, that wouldn't be that big of an issue. But it has not been good times for Benson lately. Ballinger pointed to multiple competency issues plaguing the Secretary of State's office. After all, if she can't shine in a ministerial job like Secretary of State, why would voters want to make her governor? He also pointed to a campaign finance complaint surrounding Democratic fundraisers. Nobody has heard about it because the media has been asleep covering it. But she's got to issue potentially a fine very soon. The question is going to be, how big will the fine be? He said back in 2019, she leveled a fine against other Democrats. Benson slapped the wrists of her party's Democratic fundraisers with a measly $37,000 fine when everybody knew it should have been much larger. Well, if she does it to her own campaign, that could hurt her. The other point brought up by Denoy said, this is going to absolutely haunt her on the campaign trail. Again, it feeds the compounding issue of competency. This is a message that the Republicans have built around her, and they're doing a good job of promoting it. First of all, look at a rollout of her campaign. It was very poorly done. And so now you have somebody who, in the capacity of Secretary of State, is responsible while advocating for more transparency in government. Yet they can't deliver on this promise. And in fact, they've made a system actually worse, which costs the state even more. The message won't come from her fellow Democrats running against her. It's going to come from the Republicans. And they will be attacking her qualifications. He agreed that this would be something that could come up during the primary. So if it's a tangible thing that can be taken to the voters and say, this is what she's been doing while being in office as our Secretary of State, just imagine what she would do if she was the governor. And that's especially in this kind of climate where government officials and their performances are now under a microscope. Lastly, McConnell said, time will tell if it'll do anything, but agreed this will be used against her. If you ask the average voter about the Secretary of State's office, they will still talk about an ID or driver's license. They won't be talking about election laws and campaign finance violations. Sorry, I disagree. I completely disagree, and I'll tell you why. Posts like what Patrick Kobach shared this morning, kind of very interesting what he came up with. The fact that the Secretary of State working with the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, yeah, well, guess what? Not going to do anything about being found guilty of breaking laws. That problem is going to come back to haunt her. Now, here is one of the things you have to definitely take into consideration. Fake accountability. This is another thing that Pat Kobach's been talking about. Michigan Attorney General Nessel admits that Michigan Secretary of State Benson broke the law, but also refuses to investigate the Secretary of State for bribery, which actually carries real criminal penalties. You see, they make it look like they're investigating her. Heard the news? You just heard it? Attorney General Dana Nessel investigated and found that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, did in fact break campaign finance laws. Other courts have found she broke election laws, all of which has no penalties. But one thing that Pat Kobach will not let go is Jocelyn Benson donating $82,500 to a Supreme Court justice candidate. While she was running to be reelected. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is an actual law. Bribery. What did she do? She donated $82,500 to Supreme Court Justice Bolden, who was in the process of hearing a case, O'Halloran versus Benson, the Secretary of State. Just weeks before the decision. And who wrote the final decision in Jocelyn Benson's favor? Bolden. Well, bribery is defined under Michigan Compiled Law MCL 750.117 as the act of corruptly giving a public officer money for the purpose of influencing the vote or opinion of that public officer. Pat Kobach posted this, folks, back on October 10th of 2024. The election was November 5th, basically about 25 days later. $82,500 that Bolden was able to spend on TV ad buys, which basically guaranteed her election, re-election to the Michigan Supreme Court. Then, after the election, she came out and wrote the opinion in favor of Jocelyn Benson and dismissed the case that was brought by O'Halloran. You cannot find a better example of bribery of a Supreme Court justice anywhere. But Attorney General Dana Nessel won't even investigate it. So, no real justice, just political cover-ups. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A final segment of our number one. Just wrapping up this story. And basically, so many things are going to come back to haunt Jocelyn Benson on the campaign trail. Pat Kobach not giving up under this bribery, alleged violation of MCL 750.117, but all of these other issues that the Secretary of State's office is having. This reporting website that is required by law, totally, totally required by now our state constitution, requires candidates as well as elected officials to file these financial disclosure reports online. And the website's not working. And for the month of May, she has sent out notices to everybody, elected officials, candidates, everybody. You can give us the information by email. Well, that's not good enough, Jocelyn. The public needs to see this information, and it has to be on this website, which you have been in charge and responsible for implementing. You, as the Secretary of State, the buck stops with you, and it's your job to make sure this website was developed properly in good functioning order when you launched it. The thing doesn't even work. She is so incompetent as a Secretary of State that she can't even get a simple website designed, developed, and up and running and launched where the dang thing works. After spending probably millions of dollars of our taxpayer dollars creating the website, which could have been done in the private sector for probably $100,000. But no, because it's government and they got to put it out for bids, every contractor involved probably increased their bid by 100%. If not more. I'm getting so mad about this story. My throat is literally closing up. I can barely talk. Why? Because of incompetency and government waste. 100%. Probably is being nice. Maybe 1,000%. Well, other actors are looking into this. Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times. they are looking at this and people are talking about it. And the bottom line, this entire process comes down to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. The breaking story last night. Attorney General Dana Nessel's office has determined Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson broke the state's campaign finance law on the day she announced her bid for governor. However, there's no mechanism for penalty. No way to penalize Benson, who is in charge of overseeing campaign finance in the state of Michigan. In the letter released late Monday afternoon, Nessel's office said, under current policy, a criminal penalty against Benson, a fellow Democrat, would be impossible because of what she's calling legislative oversight when the laws were passed. However, the subsection of law that applies to the Secretary of State allows the Attorney General to decide whether a violation occurred, but doesn't include language of imposing a penalty. Okay, this isn't a big deal. She held her press conference on January 22nd inside the Richard H. Austin Secretary of State building. Well, that is a violation of Campaign Finance Act laws. But again, per Patrick Kobach's question, when are you going to investigate her for bribing a Supreme Court justice? This woman has violated so many laws, broken so many laws, knowing full well that she'll get away with anything she wants to do because Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, will not investigate or prosecute Democrats. She will only investigate and prosecute Republicans. This is unbelievable. So, to answer the MERS news story questions, had I been asked, absolutely this is going to affect her. And the other candidates running against her, they better use it. It's that simple. They better use it. Because if they don't, in my opinion, from a consulting strategist's point of view, they're completely stupid. You got to hammer her with this. Let's see if they do it. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Next half hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.